Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May the 12th, 2005, Culloden Farm, the former residence of Prime Minister Errol Barrow, was damaged by fire. The newspaper report read as follows. The blaze, which broke out downstairs, brought a small crowd which looked on as officials from the Barbados Fire Service battled it. A watchman who was guarding the property on behalf of government said that when he left the house early yesterday morning, everything was intact. Divisional Fire Officer Eric Rice said they would be treating the fire as suspicious and asked that government not permit further use of the building. Three tenders, two from Probyn Street headquarters and the other from Worthing, responded to the fire, which broke out at around 5:50 p.m. According to a survey conducted a year later, the fire had occurred in the northwest corner of the building, but fortunately it had not caused extensive damage. Culloden Farm stands on land that was formerly part of the Bay Plantation. It was probably built after the hurricane of 1780, and was certainly in existence by 1789. It was built by one Hugh Fraser. When he died in 1798, along with the house and furniture, 13 enslaved persons were listed as living on the property. According to an architectural survey conducted in 2006, Culloden Farm can be described as a suburban Georgian villa. Its original entrance was on Collymore Rock, opposite George Street. The historic interest in the house is greatly enhanced by the fact that it became the official residence of the Premier of Barbados during the 1960s. Errol Barrow and his family moved into the house while he was Premier in 1962, and he remained there while serving as Prime Minister from 1966 until he left office in 1976. After this date, Ilaro Court became the Prime Minister's official residence. In 2018, Sir Henry Fraser noted that there had been several proposals to develop the property over the years, but none had come to fruition. Meanwhile, the house became derelict due to lack of maintenance. In January 2021, the government announced that it would lease the property to the Duke of Edinburgh International Award Charity in Barbados for use as offices and as a youth achievement centre. Some opposed this move, arguing that the site should be treated as sacred ground and turned into a museum. However, in July of 2023, the charity began a cleanup and restoration project at Culloden Farm, which it estimates will cost $4 million Barbados dollars and 5 years to complete.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.